page 8. So I'm not going to cover all of this, so let's take just a somewhat simple case. Let's assume that you want to use LMDZ by itself, not coupled with another model, in three dimensions, without nudging, and with realistic terrestrial physics and realistic surface. And when I mean realistic surface, I mean that the continents are there with the relief, but it could be more realistic with Orchidae, but we are not. I'm going to assume that we do not use Orchidae here. Orchidae is the land model. Page 9. So in this simple configuration, what do you have to choose? You have many possible runtime parameters that control the dynamics part of LMDZ, like the time step, the physical, the dynamical time step, for example. Control the physical parameterizations, parameters internal to each sub-parameterization. You can choose, for example, also the concentration of greenhouse gases. And for a given run, you have to choose what output you want. You have to provide an initial state for your run. You have to provide boundary conditions, that is surface conditions. And you have to provide forcing atmospheric data, that is the ozone field and the aerosol field.